Maybe you think you're the world's biggest Packers fan, but do you have what it takes to make it into the Green Bay Packers Fan Hall of Fame? Nominations for next year's inductees are due this Saturday, November 30th. Voting for the 10 finalists will take place in January, with the winner announced in February. To find out what it takes to be a world-class Packers fan, I talked to the Hall of Fame's 23rd inductee, who was named in early 2021. Believe it or not, George Odias has never lived in Wisconsin, but that hasn't stopped him from joining ranks with the Packers' greatest fans. George, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
Okay, I want to take things back, I think, to 1967, if I have this right. You're a kid in Indiana. What is it that captured your attention about the Packers?
Okay, so it was 66.
Okay.
And it was the Packers' first Super Bowl season. And Bart Starr was involved. And I was watching the Packers all the time on TV, because it was really the Bears and the Packers are pretty much on TV around this area. So the Packers caught my eyes with Bart Starr, and it went from there. It catapulted into, I have a compound that's nothing but dedicated to the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, because people might think, oh, Indiana, well, you've got an Indianapolis team. Well, you didn't have that then. They didn't come around for another, 15, 20 years or so.
Right.
So I imagine a lot of people in your neck of the woods were looking for which team they were going to support.
Pretty much a Bears fan base in this area. But I had 41 Packer fans in my barn, including Matt LaFleur's mother and father-in-law.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes, it was fantastic, so. I have a lot of people come here every Sunday for the games if I'm not up in Green Bay at the game. And we have quite a following down in this area now.
Well, I think 66, 67, what a time to be a Packer fan, a Super Bowl, an Ice Bowl, and then another Super Bowl. Really got in on the ground floor on some years of greatness there. Do you think that was part of it, that they were a really successful team at the time?
It was a great time. It was, you'd take a white T-shirt that your mom would get mad later on, you'd put number 15 on it and go out and play after watching the game, you know, just try and emulate what these guys are doing. You know, you couldn't do it as well, but, you know, they were your childhood heroes. And I did two Make-A-Wish Foundation dinners I volunteered at with a friend who's a photographer, and for Brett Favre. And I got to meet Bart Starr at those. He came and talked to me like he said, you know who I am. He says, who are you? You've been helping here. And it was a good 10 to 15 minute conversation back. It was like talking to your dad. It was your idol, right? You're like, it was totally amazing.
Now, that was a great time to start being a Packers fan. It hasn't all been rosy, right? There have been some long downtimes there. What kept you going as a Packers fan? You know, you're in Indiana. People would have forgiven you if you'd let your mind wander to other teams. What kept you coming back to the Packers, even in those lean years?
Dedication. You got to be loyal. I'm loyal to everything that I touch in my life. You can't stray when things are down. You got to stick around and tough it out. And things come back to normal at different points, and you're glad you stuck it out, you know, because they can't call you a fair weather fan. You weathered the storm, you know. Yeah, we went through the 70s and 80s, which was a hard time, and thankfully free agency brought Brett and Reggie into town, and it's been beautiful ever since then.
Now, what was the first time you went to Lambeau? Take us to that first moment where, you know, this place you'd watched as a kid, well, now all of a sudden it's right there in real life in front of you.
Okay. It just so happened the first game I went to was September of 1980. It was the Bears-Packers game. And the stadium, it was just, you're in awe because you're there now, right? You saw it on TV, but now I was actually there because it's such a distance away, and it was harder to get tickets because I didn't know people. And a friend and I went, and he was a Bears fan. I was a Packers fan. I'm a Packers fan, and he had to endure the blocked field goal to Chester Markle, and he ran it in for the touchdown. And we beat the Bears 7-6 that day, and it was quite a game. It was quite a memory.
Well, speaking of blocked field goals, the last Packers-Bears game. Take us into – were you watching that – were you at Lambeau or watching that in your barn for that one?
We were here. This is the, there were 41 people in my barn.
Now, take us to that moment. Now, it looks like a sure – this is a good kicker. Looks like a sure thing. Tough game. We're going to lose it. Describe the room when they realized, no, that was a blocked field goal at the end of that game.
I had to look at a couple people to see if I see the right reaction. And there was a friend running from the back of the bar screaming, "It's blocked." I'm like, you know, because I'm trying to tend to people too and help them, you know, whatever they need. And I looked up the TV and I was like, God, that rarely happens, you know, and it did. So it was great. It was the best.
Were any of your Bears buddies there for that one?
Yeah, there was actually the people who sold me the property for the barn. They're from Chicago, and I took care of their dad when he had a heart attack. I mowed his lawn and stuff for him, and he sold me that property after he passed away. They said that he wanted me to have it, so I bought it from them at that time. They were here. They actually brought a Giordano's pizza from Chicago that had Go Packers or Go Bears on it in the sausage, you know, on top. So my wife rearranged the pepperoni on top to whatever it was and baked it that way. So we took that out. But there were four Bear fans there, and they were great people. His sister actually wrote the story about me to get me into the Hall of Fame.
We are talking to George Odious, member of the Green Bay Packers Fan Hall of Fame. George, people nominated you a few times. What does it mean to you to have this recognition as, you know, not just an everyday fan, but a Hall of Fame member?
You go to games, and I have a jersey that says Fan Hall of Fame on my back with number 23, and people really care about that. You know, it's amazing how, you know, you think, well, you know, it's just another person, but no, there's 80,000 people sitting there that could be you, and some of them should be in my spot, right? But I was fortunate, and I'm so thankful for that. It's such an honor.
George, in addition to being a legendary Packers fan, I understand you're known as the pie guy for all the free pies you give away. Can you tell us the story behind that?
Yeah, real quickly, I'll tell you. It's in 2008, my mom had open heart surgery, and she said that she didn't want to bake anymore. So I asked what she wanted, and she wanted a pie. So for 23 weeks in a row, I brought her a pie every Friday. Until September 3rd of 2008, she passed away. At that point, I was trying to figure out what to do with the pie, and I decided that I was going to pass out the people that touched my life, or people that inspired me. This past weekend, I passed out number 891.
Wow.
My mom got 23, so 800, whatever that would be mathematically. You guys can figure that one out. But then when I got inducted to the Hall of Fame, somebody bought me 30 pies anonymously, which I didn't want to pass out at my mom's pie because that was kind of my thing. So I passed that out at the Hall of Fame pie along with my mom's card. I give a card with her picture on it to everybody that I give a pie to. And I call it the Hall of Fame pie. Well, I couldn't stop at 30 because I didn't want to jinx the Packers. So I'm now up at 208 of those. So it's over 1,000 pies that I've given to different people who, some have been down on the luck, some, you know, needed to pick me up. Some people, for things they had done, or, you know, they did special things for other people. And like I said, they inspire me. So last weekend, Matt LaFleur's mother and father-in-law got a pie. And Matt's mother-in-law's best friend also got a pie. So that was a special deal to give them one, because Mark Murphy has gotten one up there before, and Mayor Schmidt. I've taken a lot to Green Bay, and they're all decorated with the Green Bay logos and stuff on them and stuff. So Jenny Ray out of Rolling Prairie makes all my pies and does a fantastic job. And I figure if we keep my mom's memory alive, then nobody gets forgotten, because then you talk about somebody else that's gone, and things, you know, you don't want people to be forgotten when they're not here anymore. So it's a big deal for me. So
fantastic. George, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That was George Odious of Indiana, who was inducted into the Green Bay Packers Fan Hall of Fame a few years back. Nominations for the next round of inductees are due on Saturday. Voting then will take place in January, if you know any super fans. I want to dig more into the pie game now. We heard George's reputation as the pie guy, and well, tomorrow's a big pie day with Thanksgiving. What is your go-to pie to bake and or eat? Do you have a favorite? Classic pumpkin pie, pecan pie, apple, you name it. Tell us about it. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org. I think I'm going to make a couple pumpkin pies without cinnamon. If you listen a lot, you know, cinnamon is a weird thing for me. It's rare. Don't worry about it too much. You're probably fine with cinnamon. Me, I'm going to make my own pie to make sure I can eat some pumpkin pie this year.